Welcome, Andrew Pantiscus. Now, Andrew, you work for Capital City Fire Rescue, correct?
That's correct.
Now, what do you do there?
So I am our EMS chief. I oversee our medicine, our medical training. I oversee the supplies on the ambulance, our protocols in conjunction with Dr. Quigley Peterson, and a lot of the medical side of our operations.
Tell me, there's an effort out there that you've been helping with to lead and collect the contact information from people trained in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, and to provide training opportunities. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're trying to get our cardiac arrest response to more of a community response. And what I mean by that is our average response time to a cardiac arrest when someone's heart stops is 9 minutes across the board, and has been for the past over 5 to 10 years since we've been tracking our data. And what we've realized, and what most major cities down south have realized, is we need to get the community to the point that they can respond faster, start early compressions. Law enforcement agencies, military organizations, schools, the sooner we can have other trained responders start CPR, the better outcome we're going to have for that person. Every 1 minute without good quality chest compressions is a 10% decrease in survival. And so you can kind of assume if no one does chest compressions for about 9 to 10 minutes, we're not going to have a great outcome for that person. Now, that's not a hard and fast definitive that will be a 100% mortality rate. It just means that the sooner we get compressions on board, the better chances we're going to have of returning someone home to the community neurologically intact.
There's a particular tool out there called PulsePoint, and that's an app for your phone, correct?
It is, yep.
So can you tell me about this and why it would be helpful for folks who live here in Juneau?
When we identify that someone might be in cardiac arrest and our dispatchers start telling someone on the phone to start compressions, it basically pings everyone within a certain distance, whatever we set it to, and says, hey, this person here is in cardiac arrest. We need trained responders to respond. And here is your closest AED so that you can grab it on the way.
And that's going to reduce the response time.
Exactly.
Overall. Now, PulsePoint's not an active app in Juneau yet, but is going to be in the near future.
Yep. I don't have an exact date. Our hope is that mid to late 2026, we can do it. So there's some things administratively we need to do. It's got to be integrated into our dispatch system. What I can tell you is that CCFR is already adding in AEDs into our registry. If you do have an AED in a public location, your workplace, your religious gathering, your school, wherever it may be, and you don't know if it's entered, I would love it if you would send me an email. My email is Andrew, so A-N-D-R-E-W, period, Pantiscus, which is P-A-N-T-I-S-K-A-S, at juneau.gov. I would love to come out, photograph it, and add it to our registry. That way, the day that PulsePoint's ready to go, we've already got them all in, and it will speed up the implementation of it.
Excellent. And now, what has the reaction from Juneau residents been toward CCFR's efforts for this?
So far, what I've heard is an overwhelming amount of support. This is going to drastically change how we manage our cardiac arrest. And I think that people realize that this is for their family. It's for our community. It's for the people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. It's for our friends and family.
Now, do you have a goal for how many contacts you need or want in order for the app to be effective?
We haven't had them yet, but to me, as long as we have one person who's willing that could be there sooner, I think I see that as a win.
Tell me about any of the training opportunities in Juneau for CPR.
Absolutely. So there's several agencies, and I apologize because I'm probably not going to list them all, but Clinkett and Haida does CPR classes. Bartlett does CPR classes. We do CPR classes. While ours are mostly right now tailored for individuals within or around CCFR, we do them. Southeast Extinguisher does them, and I know that there's a couple other, and I apologize, I can't name them off the top of my head, that do them. What I would say the first thing I would do is if anybody has any questions, email me. I can absolutely send you a list.
Who can be a user of PulsePoint?
Yeah, anybody can be a user. There's differences in the types of responders, and we've not internally worked out who's going to be a verified or unverified responder and so on and so forth, but anyone can download the application. And so if anybody has questions on that, I would just go download it and start looking into what it does and how it does it. And it's a beautiful app, because if you are like me or my family and travel down to Seattle or travel down somewhere else And so if you're walking through SeaTac Airport, you might get a ping and say, oh, there's someone in Seagates who's in cardiac arrest, and you could be the first person there. So if you have questions, just download it and start looking at it.
Andrew Pintiscus, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.